This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide if former U.S. President Donald Trump can be prosecuted in his election interference case. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lower courts have rejected Trump's novel claims that former presidents have absolute immunity for actions falling within their official job duties. An appeals panel here in Washington had ruled a federal judge was right to say that the case against Trump can proceed and he can be prosecuted for actions while in the White House and leading up to the Capitol riot. The high court justices are moving fast, saying they will hear arguments in late April and make a decision no later than the end of June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aid groups this week have made their first deliveries of food in a month to northern Gaza, where the UN has warned of worsening starvation among hundreds of thousands of Palestinians amid Israel's ground operations. A convoy of 31 trucks carrying food entered northern Gaza on Wednesday, the Israeli military office that oversees Palestinian civilian affairs said. As of Sunday, the UN had been unable to deliver food to northern Gaza since January 23rd. According to the head of UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. A top European Union official is calling for a new defense industry strategy to respond to security challenges posed by Russia's war on Ukraine.
At the heart of this must be a simple principle. Europe must spend more, spend better, spend European.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday, Russia's invasion has exposed weaknesses in Europe's arms manufacturing capacities. This is VOA News. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's widow says his funeral is to take place in Moscow on Friday, but she is unsure whether police might arrest attendees. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yulia Navalny won multiple standing ovations in a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Wednesday. Judging from previous gatherings of Navalny supporters, the authorities will break up anything they deem to resemble a political demonstration under protest laws.
The funeral will take place the day after tomorrow. And I'm not sure yet whether it will be peaceful or whether the police will arrest those who have come to say goodbye to my husband.
Navalny died aged 47 at an Arctic penal colony on February 16th.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Days before a partial government shutdown, negotiators in Congress are working furiously to finish up a federal spending plan. Washington is joining Ukraine and other American allies around the world in watching and waiting for House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson's next move. The new Republican leader is facing the test of his career, trying to keep the U.S. government open by Friday's midnight deadline. At the same time, emergency funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies remains stubbornly stalled. Chad's Electoral Commission made a surprise announcement Tuesday that presidential elections to end 3 years of military rule in the Central African state will take place in May, several months earlier than planned. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Chad's National Elections Management Body says presidential elections will be held May 6. It said the elections will mark a return to constitutional order and the end of General Mahamat Idriss Deby's transitional period, now in its third year. The 37-year-old became leader of Chad's Transitional Military Council in April 2021 after his father Idriss Deby Itno died while fighting northern rebels. The rebels said they wanted to end the older Deby's 31-year rule. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Cameroon.
Pope Francis was taken briefly to a hospital in central Rome after the papal audience on Wednesday. The Vatican said it was for diagnostic testing without elaborating. The 87-year-old Pope, who has been suffering from the flu, made regular appearances on Sunday and Wednesday but has canceled appointments on other days. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.